Chapter 1. Conryu stepped out of his magical library into an empty space in a parking garage, took a breath, and grimaced at the stink of exhaust and trash. All around him, skyscrapers thrust into the sky, the people inside no doubt going about their business as if the world weren't threatened by the return of 8 lords of hell. He smiled. That was exactly how things should be. Panic helped no one, and would displease both the Reaper and the Goddess. 2 of the powers Conryu answered to. Across the street from the garage waited the Department of Magic's headquarters, and on floor... Crap, which floor did Mr. Kane tell him again? Prime, where are we going? Prime, his ill-tempered scholomantic, flew around to look at him. Resembling nothing so much as a black book with the face of a demon on its front cover, Prime served as both Conryu's familiar and instructor of all things dark magic. Prime also had a much better memory for details than Conryu. 10th floor, Master. And I'll tell you again that this meeting is a waste of time. These weaklings need you, not the other way around. He hoped for some new clues about potential temples or maybe even a hint about where Baphomet's hell priest ended up after Conryu destroyed his temple. But his scholomantic wasn't convinced. They'd been back and forth on this subject 6 times, but Conryu figured one more round couldn't hurt. In a fight with the Hell Priest, I won't argue. But they have people and resources I don't. If the department picks up a whiff of something dangerous, they can pass it along, so I have somewhere to look. It's potentially useful enough to make the hour or two we'll spend chatting worthwhile. Conryu set out for the department. He'd arrived around mid-morning in the hope that everyone would already be at work, and, happily, the street was largely empty save for a handful of homeless men who stared at Prime, as if debating whether or not the Scholomantic was a hallucination. Non-wizards, and even some wizards that didn't know him, often had that reaction. A flying demon book just wasn't the sort of thing people saw on a regular basis. Prime snorted. You just want to see your mother and girlfriend. Our minds are linked. You can't lie to me. Everything I said was true, just not the full truth. Conryu took the steps 2 at a time, paused in front of the towering black building, and let out a long sigh. What tactic would Mr. Kane try today to get him to join the team? He didn't know, but also didn't doubt Maria's father would have some plan. Whatever he had in mind, it wouldn't work. Conryu had his mind made up on that matter. He refused to risk anyone in a fight with the Hell Priest or Guardian Demon, especially anyone too weak to actually make a difference. Steeling himself, Conryu pulled the door open and stepped into the waiting area. A few men in suits occupied the scattered leather chairs. They glanced up at Conryu, who, with his jeans, t-shirt, and biker boots, looked like he belonged in a bar, not the headquarters of the Department of Magic. Ignoring the looks, he went to the main desk and stood in front of one of the secretaries, a cute, dark-skinned woman about 30, dressed in a black skirt and white blouse. She looked up at him, shifted her gaze to Prime, swallowed, and looked back to him. "Conryu Koda?" she asked. "That's right. Director Kane's expecting me. He said I could go right up to the 10th floor, but I figured I should check in just to be safe." She tapped her keyboard and nodded. "Yes, you can head up. And thank you for checking in. It makes it easier for us to keep track of who's coming and going." He smiled. "Always happy to make someone's life easier. I don't get to do that very often. See you on my way out." She smiled back, flashing perfect white teeth. "I'll look forward to it." He left the front desk and made the short walk to a bank of elevators. As soon as he pressed the call button, a chime sounded, and the second door to his right opened. He pressed the button marked 10, and the doors closed. As the horrid music played, Prime said, "You were flirting with that female." "I was being friendly. It's not the same thing. I didn't hit on her or ask for her phone number or anything." Prime growled a little. "I'll never understand your human mating practices." "No, probably not." The chime rang again, and the music mercifully stopped as the doors opened on the 10th floor. He stepped out into an empty hall and frowned. "Where's the stupid conference room? Would it kill someone to put a map on the wall?" He turned right and found a kneeling figure in black waiting. Not Kai. This one wasn't slim enough. She raised her head, revealing sparkling green eyes. "Hello, Melina. Did Maria send you to find me?"
"No, Chosen. I sensed your presence and came to make my report. I thought you'd wish to